It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
No police!
When Ham the Astro Shrimp said, no more space flights! Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
No police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, he's the poster child for no cloning, Paul LaVoy.
A house in the middle of a street. A house in the middle of a street.
Well, there sure is a lot of chit-chat in this room, I'll tell you.
Are you blaming me for that already?
I'm blaming me.
Oh, okay, good.
If there's talking involved, it's probably my fault.
Good.
I probably initiated it. And you know what? Because that's what I do for a living, right?
Yeah. You're a talker.
We'll blame it on you, Paul.
On everybody else. It's always Paul's fault. So, yeah, if I had to work for a living, I'd starve. I just talk. So, all right, welcome to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
I was going to say,
boom! No, Chad!
Oh, boom! Boom! Boom!
Okay, here we go.
Sorry, Kay. My bad.
No, Chad. And Kay's going, what?
Huh?
That's Bobby Lewis from the Lewis team.
Hello, all.
Affectionately known as Bobbo.
Yes.
Right. And nice shirt, by the way.
Thank you. A little holiday spirit. So
you're kind of in the holiday spirit or the fighting night spirit.
Yeah, we'll go either way.
All right, cool. And Kay McCarthy is here from Mojave Mortgage, Senior Loan Officer and Reverse Mortgage Specialist.
Hello, hello. Can I do boom now?
Yeah.
There you go.
You were just on the other Power Hour.
I was.
2.0.
It was awesome.
That means they owe you twice for two Power Hours, right?
Yes.
You get two scheduling or appearance fees or something like that.
That would be amazing. Wow. Bobby, you want to go on tour with me?
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it.
You know, there's something going on in Needles, like, right now. In Needles.
In Needles.
There is something going on in Needles. It's a blood drive from Vitalant till 2 p.m., 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Actually, that would have started, what, an hour ago? California time.
Oh, they're California.
Right. A few minutes of your time gives a lifetime for someone else. And by donating, you will be entered into a big $20,000 giveaway. Wow. My blood's worth some money.
Wow.
Well, that's a lot up in Needles, especially.
Yeah.
I don't wanna be.
You might be able to buy a grocery store.
Wow, we don't want to. I love Needles. Come on.
I'm kidding.
It's on the river.
Needles is looking for a full-time grocery store.
Oh.
They have been for a while. So.
Oh, wow.
For more information, 877-258-4825, or call us at the station. We'll give you that number. Or visit vitalant.org. You still have time to donate, of course. And I'll tell you about this big band Christmas brunch that's coming up this weekend.
Oh, that's a beautiful flyer.
Havasu has its own big band.
It's going to be exciting.
A bunch of guys from the Symphonic Winds are in the big band. So that's on Sunday at Chagrou's, and I'll tell you about it a little bit later. But I want to get to some numbers. You know, I gotta give you some props, by the way, Mr. Lewis, for your DiscoverHavasuHomes.com website. You have a flyer that goes out by email every month, right?
Oh, yeah, and we put it on YouTube as well, on the Lewis team, Lake Havasu Real Estate on YouTube, and we kind of do these numbers there.
Kinda.
For 20 years. We've been, I mean, not 20 years on YouTube, maybe 15 on YouTube, but we do that report.
Where did you record that?
That was down in Parker, on the Parker Strip at if anyone knows the old Arizona Shores resort, and we call it Doc Holliday Arizona Shores, but right down there on the water. And it, I did the Lake Havasu numbers from the river's edge in Parker. So he sounded, with a Santa hat on.
He sounded like he had a bunch of people that were sleeping next to where he was at. He was so quiet, but he projected just enough to where I could use it on the news. I don't know if you knew that I did that.
Oh, I didn't know that you used it on the
news. I lifted the audio for the news.
No, it's funny you said the quiet thing, because I had neighbors outside on both sides. Really? So I was trying to talk under my breath without making the video bad.
See, that's when you ham it up. Yeah. That's my thing. That's when I go for broke.
Go for broke.
Yeah. Do the Circus Barker thing.
You can tell you're a professional. You noticed.
So tell Kay and I and the audience out there what's in the real estate numbers. I think we were around 100 for November, correct?
Yeah, we were actually 93. And in the last hour or two, Chad's out sick, and then I couldn't find my notepad, which is my trusty yellow notepad. No. So I've been scrambling, put them together, but we sold 93 homes, single family existing in November. It was 81 last year. Nine of those 93, nine were over $1 million, and there were 16 additional condo and townhomes that sold above the 93, and there were 12 manufactured homes. So actually, not too bad a month, and there's some really exciting news with pricing for buyers coming up later in the show, because the pricing is really interesting, and I am excited to talk about it, because I think we are in a good spot right now.
Is it turning into a buyer's market finally?
Well, it's interesting, because we might be that. If you look at this point in time 2 years from now, you might think we're in it right now.
Oh.
Because, I mean, I'll give a tidbit.
So you're saying prices are going to go up?
Well, we're already down from, if you want to look back at spring 2022.
Okay.
The typical house is down anywhere from 10 to 20% in Havasu time over time. Median, we'll cut to the chase right now. The median sales price, and it's important to remember the median is the middle number. So half of the homes sell under the median and half sell over. The median in November was $422,000. But what's interesting about that, in November last year, it was $501,000. That's almost 16% down year over year. If you're waiting, I would hurry.
Yeah, now's the time.
I would hurry. If you're waiting, now's the time to call Mojave Mortgage and get your loan together, because we're coming into our busy season now, and prices are down. Rates are way better than they were.
Right.
So you just told us what the median is.
Yeah.
But you had 9 million sellers.
Yeah.
So what was the average?
That's a great question, because the average was only down 7.87%. It was 538,000. But when you have 9 of the 93 over, the highest was 3.3 million, I'll tell you later in the show. But you have 9, that's going to hold that average up. But for everybody else that's normal, that's going to get a regular loan or a regular house, half of the homes that sold in Lake Havasu, under 422,000 last year, or last month. Half. And we'll go one step further. This is where I get really excited. The last few months, we've had a few homes a month sell under 3. We didn't have any sell under 3 last month, but there were 6 from 325 and under. 6 homes under 325,000, but it seems like 300 is like a hard number now. Mm-hmm. Like a floor, like you think a Top Gun when they say the hard deck?
Yep.
When it gets to 300,000, and that tells me we have a bottom. And so then you can work off the bottom. So how much lower do things go? I don't think very much lower. And now we're going to come into our busy season, and rates are, some of them, even under 6, but in the 6s. And, I mean,
Bobby always drops into the pilot metaphors, by the way.
I love that.
Right? He likes that Top Gun.
Some people are alcoholics. Some people are drug addicts. I'm airplane.
Nice.
But it's interesting right now. I'm not saying that because I'm a real estate agent. I'm saying that somebody looked at the numbers a long time.
And it's going to turn. It's time.
So, Kay, what does that mean to the buyer that comes to Mojave Mortgage and says, okay, I've got a really good price. What can you get me for a rate?
Right. So right now what we're looking at in conventional world, we're looking in the 6s.
Yep.
And in FHA, VA, USDA world, we're looking in the 5s.
Yeah.
So now's the time to do it, because a lot of these purchase prices, right, are first-time homebuyers. You can get into these homes for a little more than what you're paying in rent.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a down payment, and if you qualify, we can also see about doing down payment assistance programs. So
that's
I've
amazing.
Got a couple of those going on right now where the buyer doesn't have to bring any money to the table. We can get a seller concession, possibly, for closing cost. So literally, they could come to the table with less than $1,000.
Now, we spoke to WACOG about that, the Western Arizona Council of Governments. They do that on an income-based type scale. But it's more of a loan than it is anything else, like help with down payment. Is this something you have to pay back when you talk about down payment assistance?
Sometimes.
Okay.
So there are all different programs out there right now. You can get county programs. We have programs with our lenders that have specific terms for their down payment, and some you pay back, some you don't. Some you get repayable plans. Some of them are not repaid, and it all depends on the terms of the program. But right now, it gets a borrower in the house for zero to, you know, minimum money down. It's time to do this if you're going to do it.
I don't think houses are going to go under 3. And so if you wait a few more months and rates even trickle down even a little bit more and we go into our busy season and then all of a sudden there's nothing for sale under $350,000.
Right?
And then all of a sudden it can be $400,000.
It happens
rather quickly. And we've been slow for a long time, actually.
And houses have been sitting on the market for a little bit.
Yep, for sure.
And so now is the time. Because if you are a buyer out there and you've been waiting for the right time, and you say, well, I don't have the down payment.
Yeah.
Well, just call me and let's see if we can qualify you in that down payment program.
So we're right in the front end of snowbird season, Bobby.
Yeah.
Are you seeing those visitors from Canada coming back? Because I know the Canadian dollar is about, 72 cents right now.
Yeah, it's for my Canadian friends out there that want to sell their house.
I've heard of rental negotiations that are based on that dollar value, too.
Right now, as anyone can see going around town, there are not as many Canadian plates in town.
Not at all.
They're not here. They've made a choice now, and we have a lot of we were selling back during the crash in 08 to 11, and the dollar was like par then, and our prices were a third, and all the Canadians were buying. So we sold a lot of Canadians. We've talked to a lot of Canadians. But Canadians, I don't want to group generalize, but the people that buy here are very savvy people, and they kind of hold on. But we might see some of them coming on the market if they stay away. But I think they're more in a temporary stay away right now. Mm-hmm. So we'll see on that. But we definitely, I'm sure everybody listening, look around if you're in your car right now. Normally this time of year, you'd see the Alberta plates, Saskatchewan, British Columbia.
Right.
I haven't seen them.
Not as many, no.
Not as many. Mm-hmm. So that is affecting the rental market for sure, the winter rental market.
Is it now?
Yeah, so is it more available?
Okay, interesting. Interesting to see because the last 3-4 years, I know I'm in the rental market and rents have gone up.
Yeah.
At least mine has.
Yeah, we're starting to see there's a lot more available. We don't do rentals specifically, although I have rentals and my whole background 20 years ago was rentals.
Right.
So I pay close attention, but it's definitely softened a lot in the rental market.
What about short-term rentals? Are we seeing them relax a little bit, people going back to the standard, you know, I want to rent something to somebody and have that 1 or 2 year guaranteed income?
We've seen quite a bit of that because I know people made so much money, and it's getting to be several years ago now, but during COVID, and it was like the boom, buy an Airbnb because everybody was escaping California, and they'd buy a regular house, they'd make $100,000 in a year. It's not like that now. So a lot of those people have listed their homes for sale or going long-term too, but that helps the whole rental market be a little softer, which gets us a little bit away from the California rental prices and closer to what some people would say more realistic for Lake Havasu.
Yeah.
So,
are you guys getting busier at Mojave Mortgage? Is that why Chad's out? Maybe he's around too many people?
That's
too many
right.
customers?
I think so. I think he is under the weather right now, and I think he's just been seeing so many people, right? Is that
Maybe.
What it is? Right?
Maybe.
Yeah. So we are getting busy. We're getting busy with refinances because the rates have come down a bit. And there are so many people out there right now with credit card debt, and it is at all-time highs. So if you've got credit card debt and you want to roll it into one payment, now's the time to do that as well. So we're seeing refis. We're seeing purchases. We're seeing a mix of everything right now. We're seeing reverse mortgages. We're helping seniors, help them with their debt on reverse mortgages as well. So it's pretty much everything going on right now.
No, that's it feels like it's more of a normalized. People are
right.
Now that we're away from those historic COVID rates that weren't even realistic, but if you have one like myself, you're very happy and grateful to have one. But if you want to do something else with your life, the rates are at a place now where you can.
Yes. But we can still do HELOCs for you, you know.
Oh, there you go.
It seems like we've broken all the rules, as according to Bobby Lewis, right, since the pandemic. Like, it used to be come October, November, December. I remember doing the Real Estate Power Hour when the selling, you know, the rate of sales were over 160, 180. But there was a time of year that it slowed down, too. Now it just seems more consistent all year.
If you want to get really bored and see some really bad old YouTube videos, you can go back and watch videos from years ago of me doing the market update. And I always said 100 to 200 homes sell a month there. And I blamed it on the end of COVID when that stopped happening. And I'm talking a period of 15, 20 years when I was saying that. Yeah. It was always 150 sales a month. A couple years ago when things changed in the mortgage industry, though, when you bought a second home here, all of a sudden it cost a lot more money. Not a lot more, but it was more.
Yeah.
And I really don't think it's necessarily the change in the market after COVID that made our number of homes fall more traditionally now to 100 a month. I think it's second home people coming in from California. They're looking at what would be a rate 20% down. I mean, you can't even say it. But ballpark, how much more do you pay if you're somebody in California trying to buy a $350,000 house in Havasu, $450,000, put 20% down, but it's your second home?
Well, see, because now you're looking in, you know, the higher sixes, the sevens, right?
Yeah. So
it's going to be a little bit higher. And investment properties, same thing.
And people still do it, but it used to be where you could be more on par with buying a house. And that ever since that changed, now we sell about 100 homes a month instead of 100 to 200.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the COVID times, we were selling 200 a month, and people that just got in the business thought this is normal. And I laughed.
How do you like that?
We're not always going to be that. So,
that's funny.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a short break, and this is not the original Burl Ives version. It's Michael Bublé.
Oh, I love
one of my favorites.
Especially during the holidays,
right? He's awesome, right?
Yeah, him and Harry Connick Jr.
Right.
One of my favorite interviews was Harry Connick Jr. and Matt Lauer. And Matt says, what do you love most about the holidays, right? The stupid, inane question to a musician, right? What do you love most about the holidays, Harry? He says, holiday parties, making money, man. It's just corporate parties, they pay the best.
Right? Love it.
It was like, it wasn't about, the mistletoe or getting together with family. It was about making money.
Yeah.
So, anyway, speaking of making money, you have to leave early today, you were saying?
Yeah, Kay's going to wrap it up at the end.
There you go.
Well, actually, we can't. We might blow something up right now.
So you just put her on the spot, and she didn't even flinch.
Not a chance there.
That's why she's part of the new show coming up.
Exciting.
J6. Can you believe that?
I know. I'm excited.
You got a new show?
Kay sounds like, listen to that radio voice of hers. Really good.
Do you tutor?
Do I tutor?
Yeah, do you tutor voice lessons?
Sure. Would you like it? Yeah. Do you want to
people like
over?
Me.
Yeah.
I still have that.
You got this.
18-year-old voice, right? Well, I used to. But no, I think it's called the Girl Power Hour. Right. Who else is on it?
The Girl Power Hour. Sarah from Bullhead.
That's right.
Amazing realtor.
Right. Black Mountain?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And she can call in, by the way, if she didn't know. So.
Oh,
if you're listening, Sarah, call in.
During that show.
But
this is kind of a letting the cat out of the bag moment right here.
You did it.
But I did it. You know why? Because I can. All right. Back with more in a moment. Give us a call if you have a question for Bobby or for Kay. And it's Kay McCarthy, Senior Loan Officer and Reverse Mortgage Specialist. We're going to talk about those when Bobby leaves. That'll give us a lot to talk about.
I'll listen to when I get in the car.
Okay,
and she's
cool.
From, of course, Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys.
Love those guys.
And
boom.
Bobby Lewis from the Lewis team.
Hey, guys.
Love those guys and
love
girls.
Guys.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back with more in a moment. 928-854-5687. Stay with us.
Gliding in the one horse sleigh.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe.
All right, welcome back to the Real Estate Power Hour.
Boom!
Hey, thanks.
Sorry, Chad.
Boom!
You know, when you delay it like that, it's like I'm giving you a high five and you're leaving me hanging.
You know, but, it was spur of the moment, so I didn't know I had to. Yeah, do the we boom didn't right know.
Away. We 40 know. Minutes ago, we didn't know exactly didn't how know the show this. Was going.
You seemed a little surprised. I played the Justin Bieber.
Bieber, yeah.
Well, we got like this generation thing going on here inside the station.
Yeah.
You know, we got a Gen Z. I think we have a Gen X. I'm a boomer. There's this big language barrier going on all the time.
Yeah, you guys can't even communicate at all.
6'7".
You got to explain it to us, right?
6'7". I don't know. I don't know about any of it. It's all sus to me, right? All right. Speak up.
Wow.
You know what that means?
You know what sus is? Suspect.
I don't know.
Suspect.
That's suspect.
Suspicious.
Oh, there we go.
Got Bobby it. And I are looking at each other going, what?
Yeah.
61, and I know the Gen Z stuff.
Are we older?
Just a sliver.
Yeah, we're something.
Could
I don't
be.
Know.
All right.
I need a dictionary.
I'm a boomer. I know that. So, all right. Speak Out brought to you in part by, of course, and broadcasting from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with a toy sink. We have a sink now.
That is the coolest thing.
Yeah, if I could get an assistant that would put the batteries in it with some water, then we could electrocute us all, right, with all this equipment underneath it.
Well, we're
anyway,
calling people out on air.
Right?
City Maytag located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Also, Mojave Mortgage.
Boom! I love those guys.
Wow.
That was perfect.
Almost, huh? Yeah, actually, it was.
Do it again. Do it again.
Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford by Just Meats, by Salmon's Air Conditioning, Springberg Wealth Management, Blonzy's Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road. Boy, if you haven't seen Facebook today about Blonzy's, you might want to check that out.
Oh,
Yeah, she's talking about a food truck court out there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
A lot of space to put
lately.
Food trucks on, huh?
Uh-huh.
Right. And a pretty good price at that for you food truck owners. Also, A&B Propane, real people, real service, no hidden fees. No runaround, abpropaneaz.com. So what did we miss the first segment? I know it feels like it feels empty to me. There's no you did Million Sellers.
No, we did that. I'll go, you know, one thing.
Cash buyers.
Yeah, and that was on my sheet that got left behind.
No.
So we're going to call
still cash buyers out there. There's a lot of cash buyers still out there.
There was still a lot
there.
Of cash, but yeah. There's a lot of people doing loans down. I apologize not having that. But the one that goes along with, because if you're listening to the show, you might think, oh, they're just real estate people propping up the market. But here's another thing that's interesting. We're down to inventories, 482 single-family homes sold. Or not sold, single-family available, existing. That's been over 500 for – last month I think it was just under 500, and it was rolling in the 500s for a while. So inventory is falling now in December.
From 5 months to 4 months. Is that right?
Basically, well, yeah, 6 to maybe 5, okay. But depending on how many homes we sell in a month, on any given month. But 482 is down, and historically – I look at almost any year, and from now until about June, it's going to fall more because our busy time is the first half of the year.
Yeah.
So if that's any indication, and when inventory falls, then what do prices do?
Up we go.
They go up.
Right.
So that's a very positive number. When that number is falling, particularly in December, which is a slower month, and where it's not as positive is days on the market, but where it's interesting is the average days on the market 72, but the median, again, that means half of the homes sell in below the median. The median's 34 days. That means half the homes that hit the market are actually selling in less than 34 days.
Wow.
And we think they're sitting a long time because they are, because some people are still priced at pie in the sky type of numbers.
Yeah.
But if you come on and price right, it sells median 34, half the homes under 34, and then inventory falling, rates have fallen. I'm not trying to
Do we got
to
say it again? It's time, right? It's time. No time like
the
present.
Stop paying your landlord and call someone like Kay at Mojave Mortgage and get pre-approved, and then we go find a home.
Right.
And then next year, instead of paying your landlord, you pay yourself.
Right.
There's nothing better you can do as somebody who lives in America.
Folks,
right.
You can't see Bobby right now, but he's giving me the death stare when
he
says that.
I don't even want to look at him because I'm
it's radio. I can say whatever, right?
Yeah. Let's not rant. Let's buy.
Right.
Come on.
And I could be wrong. I'm not perfect, but it sure seems like a couple years from now you'll be looking back thinking, I should have bought now.
Right. And if you look at historical numbers, right, you'll see the roller coaster ride going up
and
down.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And you'll see now it's going down again, and it's going to go back up.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen? Prices are going to go up.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen with the rates? You know, we don't really know, right?
No, exactly.
We don't have that crystal ball, but
I think they're going to drop.
They're going to drop.
From what I'm hearing.
We think they're going to drop, but they're not going to drop significantly.
But they're not going to drop yet.
They can't.
It's like a football team going short passes down the field. He's dinking and dunking with the mortgage rates.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And if you somehow manage to buy it down or get a rate at FHA and you get under 6, that's historically about as good a rate as you're ever going to get.
Right.
Now, it doesn't mean there's rates sometimes drop below that. But in general, we're in that range now. When it was 7, I can understand. But when you start getting under 6 potentially,
right,
and then prices are already down, we're just beating a dead horse. But it's –
I said he like is a big mortgage god or something. I meant Jerome Powell,
Paul.
The Fed chair.
It's time, Paul.
Right.
I heard you talking, Kay, about down payments on the last show, the 2.0 version that you were on.
Oh, yeah.
And the 20% down, it used to be tradition or rule almost.
Right.
You had to put 20% down on any home.
Yeah.
Unless you had some kind of program you got into on. Is that still true?
It is not true. And the problem that we have out there is people still think that 20% down is the required amount that they have to put down. And it is not. So in a conventional world right now, you know, you've got, let's say you have a 700 plus credit score and you're going to do a conventional loan. And maybe you're a first time home buyer and can qualify in the income programs. And that's a 3% down. But a first-time home buyer can also go into an FHA world with 3.5% down, and that 3.5% can come from a gift from a family member. So you have all these different ways to get into a home right now. And like sometimes if you're on the outskirts, USDA, that's zero money down. Now, we don't have that inside Havasu, but we do have it on the outskirts. So that's zero money down. And of course, if you're a veteran, zero money down. Because that's 100% loan, right? And maybe we can get the seller concessions to cover some of the closing cost. But you can also get a family member to help you with a gift for closing cost as well. So you could literally come to the table with no money down.
What's the significance of the gift? Is that a tax break or?
No, it's just instead of doing a down payment assistance program, because generally those are going to be higher in the rates. If you can get a gift from a family member, it's generally cheaper.
So the lender doesn't hold that against you or anything like that because you couldn't come up with it by yourself.
Correct.
Okay.
So you can get it from your own savings, right? You can get it from a family member.
Sure.
It's got to be a family member. You can get it from the down payment assistance program. So there's all different ways you can get the down payment. So 20% is long gone unless you don't want private mortgage insurance. And then 20%, that's why you would put it down. Mm-hmm.
You were talking about outside the city limits, right? The county-owned areas. Are people buying out there?
For sure. I mean, people buy everywhere.
Basically. I mean, like the Heights. Let's say
The Heights is a magic thing. If you're out in the Heights and you
really?
Want it, it's really changed over the last.
How so?
Because people are building absolutely huge, beautiful things out there. And it's a really good example. I was thinking while Kay was talking that they always say, and most of you out there probably heard this, buy the least expensive home in the most expensive neighborhood.
Yes.
And that's kind of what Havasu's become in Mojave County and Havasu Heights. There's still, like, you could still find a single wide sitting out there in Havasu Heights, but then people are building $1.5 million mansion next to it. Anytime you can find something that's the least expensive in the neighborhood, and that goes back to these prices, if you can get down payment assistance or whatever, if you can get into like a $350,000 house or a lower end in Havasu, when the market bumps again, then all of a sudden in a few years, my gosh, it might be $450,000. And then say you didn't like that house, it wasn't your dream, wasn't what you pictured yourself living in the rest of your life, but all of a sudden you have $100,000 to put down on that next house 5 years from now. It happens. I've been doing the business so long, Kay's been doing the business so long, it's happened to me in my life when I bought my first house.
Yeah.
It's what you buy when it's down. You buy the least expensive home in the best neighborhood. And when things go up, you have a cushion, and then you can have opportunity galore.
Someone was telling me they bought in Havasu many, many years ago.
Yeah.
They're in their dream house, more or less.
Yeah.
And then Havasu's become so landlocked that now there's no view out of the kitchen window like there used to be.
Oh, that's everywhere.
Yeah. That's right.
But it's so true. But that leads to the same problem now. Not problem, but opportunity for values to go up, because mm-hmm. we are landlocked. And I'm just looking at the picture behind us on the city. All the lots are filled in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not supposed to say, but Don's here filming Chad.
I'm sure she'll get a cutaway.
But because all the lots are filled in, when that it's supply and demand, and Havasu's very desirable, and so prices, when it starts to go again, could really go up. And some people don't want to hear that, but take the opportunity now before it happens.
Right.
There's still a golf course on the island in that photo, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I have a video of me at about 5 years old on that golf course on my YouTube channel playing around with my dad.
Nice.
And
wow.
So if you want to go to YouTube and see what the golf course looked like in 1978, I'm on there.
Are you playing around today?
I'm not playing around today. It doesn't look like a golf course there. That's a special piece of land to me, though.
So. Well, I just want to wish you and Preston and, of course, your lovely bride a Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And you and Julie, Preston, have a great Christmas. Are you guys staying in town this year?
We'll be in town. So it's going to be – this is amazing town. Everybody probably down the boat parade. Gosh,
right.
Amazing.
Right.
That was so cool.
It was so
cool. The boat parade.
So Bobby, hopefully, will be back the third Wednesday of January.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. And Merry Christmas to everybody out there. And I can't wait to be listening to Kay on the radio after the segment here about reverse mortgages.
Okay.
Yeah, right,
will
right,
do.
Right, right. That's what she does.
Yeah.
That's what I'm told. She's like the queen of reverse mortgages in town. Yeah.
We're going to find Paul a house next year.
That's right. You and me. Let's
just
do
might,
it.
Just might. Except I got news. I got sort of some good news for you, too, on the condo front.
Oh,
not
good.
That I haven't bought.
No, yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, well, outstanding.
No more bees. No, it's going to be a change of venue.
That's a very good thing.
All right. So. Back with more in a moment. Give us a call. Kay's going to stick around. Kay McCarthy, the senior loan officer and reverse mortgage specialist from Mojave Mortgage, will be with me. Bobby's taking a quick exit from the Lewis team. Going to go back to Lewis team business.
Yeah, we're going to go back to Lewis team business, and we have a little thing we got to go do for someone. So.
Real quick, can you glance and tell me what the condo numbers were?
Oh, yeah. Oh. There were 16 condo and townhomes that sold last month, and that's a big number.
Okay.
They're going, I mean, and that speaks to the lower end prices, not meaning lower end condos, but
yeah.
We're hitting a hard
bottom. The 200 or so.
Yeah, we're hitting a hard bottom on condo, which is about 200, actually.
Right. Yeah, it's 300 for stick
houses
built.
And 200. Yeah. But when you hit a bottom, you know, well, then it can't go. I mean, that's where.
And how many are sitting right now for sale?
I don't know on condos, but overall on single families, 485, I think, or 482.
Wow. So, all right.
Falling.
Right.
So.
It's time,
all right.
Paul.
Bobby, adios.
Okay. Merry Christmas, guys.
We'll see you in 2026.
2026.
Yay. All right. Wow.
Back with more in a moment on Speak Out, 928-854-5687. Or you can text us at 727-5566. Make this talk radio, not just listen radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We will hang the stockings for you and one for me, 'cause Santa called to make sure I'm prepared. Said pack your bags and tell them you'll be there. I'll be home with my
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. I just picked one random. I don't usually go real slow like that, but Meghan Trainor with I'll Be Home. There you have it, right? All right. Oh, sorry. See that? You get Kay by herself, and Paul doesn't bring the mic up.
And you just turned my mic off. What?
It's all good. You're
okay.
Up now.
Ready
up
to
now.
Go. Ready
so
to go.
So before I let you know who brings you this show, the Big Band Christmas Brunch is this Sunday at Chagrue's. Come and listen to the sounds of the Lake Havasu Big Band. Enjoy a classic champagne Christmas brunch in the Bridgeview Room. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. this Sunday. $50 per person and a cash bar. Tickets available at Chagrew's. Talk to the fabulous Felke, right? You know Tom Felke? That's what Steve calls him. The fabulous Felke, right? I'll see Tom tomorrow night. 928-453-1400. 928-453-1400. Support that Havasu Big Band.
That sounds so fun.
That's Greg McDougal's crew over there. Yeah. I'm not saying that's your band, Greg. I'm just saying. All right.
There are so many things going on right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
And then you got to find time to go get the wrapping paper and all that, right?
Yes. Yes.
I think I'm shopped out. I think I'm good.
You are.
I think so.
How is that possible? It's way too early.
Well, I usually go a little bit earlier than that. The hardest person to buy for is the boss man. And you wouldn't believe what I found. You'll probably see it one day in his office. And go, what the heck is that? All right. Speak Out brought
something
to you
all found.
In part by Yes, the Chair, Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. Also by Mojave College, SamsGuns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Dorita's Place, and by the Lewis Team with Bobbo, Bobby and Julie Lewis.
Boom.
That's it. Oh, love those guys.
Love those guys.
And girls. All right. So, little Megan Trainor. I don't know. I kind of like it.
I like it.
Never heard it.
I haven't heard it either.
Probably one of those contemporary hit radio.
Did you just like press a button and she came up?
No, it's on my Spotify.
Really?
You just press Christmas and it gives you like 20 million playlists. You know?
Beautiful song.
Not too bad.
Right?
Not too bad.
Okay.
Do you have a beautiful deal when it comes to reverse mortgages?
I always have a
what
beautiful
a segue,
deal.
Right?
Really?
The
really?
Sultan of Segway here.
Do you know what? There are so many seniors out there that need help, and they don't know where to turn to, and they're all on fixed income for the most part, right? They're retired, fixed income. Some aren't retired. Some are working part-time jobs, and the thing is they have equity in their homes,
right?
Or their homes are paid off. And they want to give it to their, you know, family members. But the thing is, if they would look at doing a reverse, there we go. How's that?
Yeah, it's
fine. That a little bit better?
Yes.
Okay. So if they would look at doing a reverse mortgage, they don't have to do it, just to find out the information that is available to them. Because I hate to see seniors stressed out financially and they don't know where to go. They don't know what to do, but they have options.
Right.
So let's talk about their options, right? Because a lot of them, you know, might have medical bills going on right now and they can't pay the medical, or maybe they can't pay for groceries, or they keep the lights low because they don't have enough money for electric bills. That truly is going on right now, and they're using credit cards for to pay day-to-day expenses. So what we do is we look at it and we say, okay, if you have a cleared no lien on your property, let's look and see if we should put a lien on the property with a reverse mortgage. It's a refinance, so it truly is a loan, but you are not required to pay the monthly payments. You do have to make sure your taxes, your insurance, and your maintenance is kept up, but you don't have to make a monthly payment if you don't want to. But if you don't make a monthly payment, your balance is going to increase, and you have to understand that. So there is a counseling program that you take, and you have to go through it and make sure that that is right for you. So I normally talk to the seniors probably 3 or 4 times before we even get to that point.
Oh, okay.
Because they need to understand the product before they do it.
Interesting.
A lot of options.
I want to go from a devil's advocate standpoint here. So my brother was a real estate agent in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that much about real estate, but I know when my mother or my mom wants to retire,
yeah,
and she's sitting on 20 to 25 years of equity, mm-hmm, and my father dies. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to talk her into a reverse mortgage, and I want to own this home one day. And what do you say when, you know, it makes sense for them to go into a reverse mortgage, mm-hmm, but they have this preconceived notion that, no, I don't want the bank to own it.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. What you have to understand is you own it. The bank doesn't own it. It is a reverse mortgage, which is a refinance, right? Unless you're doing a purchase, you can also do a purchase with a reverse mortgage. And you have the equity. You might as well use it and live on the equity, right? And then
I agree.
Right. And then later down the road, if you decide that you don't want to do the reverse anymore and you want to move, you want to pay it off, you can do that. It's your home. And people don't seem to understand that you are still in title. It's your house, right? You can do it with it the same way you would do with it any other time.
So the payback, now I've seen the other side of this too. I've seen the payback portion where one sister left the home to another sister.
Yes.
And it was in a reverse mortgage. And you're absolutely right. There's no catch. There's no gimmick to that payback. But what is the rate? How do you know how much you're paying back?
Well, and keep in mind, so if you decide not to make that payment, not to make the monthly payment, your balance will go up. So as long as it keeps going up, right, your payoff is going to go up.
Okay.
So you just have to keep an eye on it. Now, I have seniors that I've talked to and gone over all of this. We're doing credit lines, right? And so they've got money. They're earning money on their equity.
Oh, they are.
They are, because we've done a credit line for them. But also, they're paying monthly payments.
So that's a HELOC?
It's not a HELOC. Okay. It's a growth line for a reverse mortgage.
Oh, interesting.
So let's say you own the house free and clear, right? And you need some money right now. So what we would do is we do a reverse mortgage. We would get you a cash draw at the beginning, right, where you go to closing, cash out. That's what you're getting.
Okay.
And let's say you take, I don't know, you take $30,000, right? And then the remaining balance of your money, you put it in the credit line or the growth line so that you can pull it when you need it. So there's a lot of different things
and
that go with
that.
Grow
it at the same time.
You grow it and you can pull it if you need it.
That makes a lot of sense. So how much equity do you need in it typically to go to a reverse mortgage? I mean, does 5 years work? Does 10 years obviously probably works, but how much equity do you need?
You normally need about 60%.
60% of
the value.
So the appraised value.
Yes. So the reverse mortgages have to have an appraisal, okay, because it's a refinance.
Okay.
And so you are the reverse is determined by your age. The older you are, the more money is available.
Oh.
The younger you are, the less money that's available.
Because you have to make that stretch.
Correct.
Yeah, gotcha.
Correct. And so sometimes we do have room to have a growth line. Sometimes we don't. You don't know until we run the numbers. So we get their birth dates because we need the age to qualify them. And you have to be at least 62 or older. But there are special programs out there that allow us to be 55 and older. And we do have that capability as well. So you just have to call and see if you've got a loan or if you've got a home with no loan on it. And you're, let's say you're 58 and you want to try it. We can still look at that and see if that makes sense for somebody to do.
So when the prime rate moves up or down, like we've been talking about, you know, for the last 2-3 years now, does that affect the reverse mortgage market?
It does, because the rates are based on
that.
Does
it affect it more or less?
It affects it the same way. So what happens is, remember, you're not making a house payment, but you still have the rates that go with that.
Right.
And you're on a monthly change with the ARM because we're doing an adjustable rate in order to get a growth line.
Okay.
And sometimes a lot of this doesn't make sense, but you got to give us a call and we'll go through it with you. And that's why I say a lot of times we talk to them 3, 4, and 5 different times before we actually do this. So it's still based on the market. It's still based on what's going on out there. And if you're not making a payment, the interest, right? So your index plus your margin is going to be your new rate. And that determines the payment that you're not making right now. So your balance is going to go up. So you have to keep an eye on that. And a lot of times I tell people, go ahead and make the payment and you can keep the balance down if you can afford to do that. But some people don't want to do it. And I don't, you know, I don't blame them. I didn't want to have a mortgage payment either, right?
Right. No, that, it makes a lot of sense what you're talking about. Now, earlier in the segment, you talked about how you have to go back sometimes 4 or 5 times in that. What's the average, would you say, you have, you know, to meet with the couple? You want to meet with the couple. You want to meet with both people, obviously.
Oh, yes, yes. We have to meet with both of them, and they're both going through counseling.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times what will happen is I'll go to their home. We'll sit down at the kitchen table. We'll go through everything. We'll do the first initial numbers, and then it's confusing at first. So then what happens is we go through a second number, and normally what happens is they call and they go, okay, tell me how this works again. And so then we go through that again.
Oh, I see.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they say, the next time, they say, well, what if I want to take $25,000 cash. And then I say, okay, I'll rerun the numbers at that.
So now you know they've thought about it. Oh, look, we could do this. We could do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I have people, too, that decide that they want to pull cash and they want to make their homes adjusted for their senior living.
Gotcha.
They can do that, too, because it doesn't matter what they do with the money.
Ah, I see. Right, right, right. And then if you leave it to, say, your four children, right, the home itself, they would be responsible to pay back the reverse mortgage in a certain amount of time. It's not due right away, though, is it?
No, it normally isn't due right away. So what happens is, let's say you pass away, right, and now the children have the house. They can opt to sell it, so they can go get a realtor and sell the house. So they still have all of those same benefits that they can do. And whatever is left in the equity, they can get. So that goes to the heirs, right?
I got you.
And if there is debt there that's upside down, then they're not paying it back because it's a non-recourse loan.
Okay.
So if there's a benefit, they get it. If there's not a benefit, they don't get it. Or you can just give it to the bank and the bank takes care of it.
So how do people reach Kay McCarthy at Mojave Mortgage?
I love those guys.
We got to go.
928-230-7455.
7455. What is it? 230?
928-230-7455.
Interesting prefix. All right. I'll have a final shot in a moment. Kay, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Did a great job sitting in. And Kay will be on with us again on January 6th.
Girl power.
Girl power hour. It's going to be cool,
boom,
man. It's going to be cool. But you'll have a guy running the board. Is that all right?
Yes.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.